Well, we still don't have a farm bill and no drought provisions yet, but one thing the U.S. House of Representatives did do before leaving for their August recess was extend the current tax code for another year. This includes keeping the estate tax, or death tax as some know it, at its current level of 35% for estates worth more than $5 million per individual, $10 million per couple. The death tax has been one of the top priorities for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, as their Associate Director of Legislative Affairs, Kent Backus, said full repeal of the death tax is what they would like to actually see. But the plan passed this last week by the House is a step in the right direction. But it's not a done deal yet.
We've got to keep this issue at the forefront. They have to understand this is something that we will not compromise on, we can't afford to, and that it's something that, at the end of the day, needs to be repealed.
Backus said if Congress is serious about comprehensive tax reform, it must provide permanency in the tax code and provide permanent relief from the death tax. And thus, he encourages producers to get out and talk with their legislators while they are home for the August recess.
There will be plenty of town halls. There will be plenty of stump speeches, fundraisers, you name it. This is the political season. From now, pretty much through first week of November, it's all politics all the time. And if that's the case, we need to make this the top issue. And I really think those votes brought it back to the forefront of what's important. Because for a while, you know, death tax has kind of been one of those issues that it suffered from fatigue. People got tired of talking about it. There hadn't been a lot of movement on it. And people just were, you know, wanted to push it off a little bit. Now is the time to really hammer that home.
He said the House passed tax package provides a continuation of current estate tax relief through 2013, which is good news. But NCBA encourages both the House and Senate to keep the estate tax provision in any final tax package. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.